You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Some of the primary drivers of overall health, which include housing, food, transportation, and income, aren't directly within a health system's control. However, there is a new collaboration between St. Luke's and Boise State University that gives the hospital a way to help. This new program, which is called Total Health in the ED, looks for patients in the Boise Emergency Department with unmet needs that may affect their health. So there's follow-up, and then there's helping them explore ways that their needs can be met. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this new and innovative program are Dr. Matthew Holquist. He is a St. Luke's emergency physician, and Hillary Flint, manager of St. Luke's Applied Research Division. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Hillary, your department basically came up with this idea. So tell me about the program.
Okay, certainly. So TED came up initially as another way for us to better serve our patients and also connect them to different community resources. And the goals of the program are really to deliver a quality service for our patient, to improve patient outcomes, improve the patient experience, and then also because we are partnering with Boise State University in order to provide a unique and a dynamic work experience for those students in the emergency department environment.
And Dr. Holquist, you see a lot of these patients in coming into the emergency department. And when we talk about some of these unmet needs, do you see that quite often?
Oh, definitely all the time, yeah.
And tell me about that, because sometimes you come in and you might have, you know, like you're coming in for some type of health emergency. But as we talked about, a lot of times there are underlying issues that maybe may not be so evident.
Yeah, and I think that for us, we just realized that there's a lot of visits that occur because, you know, maybe they take an ambulance because they don't have transportation to get to a regular doctor. So they come to the ER by ambulance to have their health need met. Or they're homeless, you know, don't have the economic means that some others would, and they're kind of stuck going to the ER as well. So it's something that we really do see all the time.
And Hillary, with Boise State University students, talk to me a little bit about that, because these are students who I believe are going on a pre-med track or a social work track, something like that.
So we are partnering with the St. Luke's Social Work Department in addition to the Applied Research Department. We are the ones who are implementing the program. But we are recruiting BSU students, upper division class men and women who are interested in this concept of total health in the ED all across different disciplines. So we do currently have some pre-med students that are in the program, but certainly we would love to see other health students, those in public administration, those in social work, psychology, business, open to anyone who might be interested in applying for these specialized positions.
So walk me through what something like this would look like. Let's say a patient comes in, there's a Boise State student there. What does this whole interaction look like?
Sure. So we have a great, very detailed, intensive orientation that we do for a couple of weeks with these students before they even step foot into the ED to learn about how you properly communicate with patients, to learn about privacy and confidentiality, the workflow of the ED, and how that is and how we can integrate into the ED. And their primary responsibility is really to address the social determinants that you mentioned a few minutes ago. We know that the clinical aspect of health, if you will, or the clinical care piece for health is only a small piece of the pie, that we need to look at total health, meaning the social, the environmental, the psychological, the behavioral influences on health, and how can we address those needs, those determinants. And so that is the focus of the TED program students. So they will have the patients will have an initial workup, and then we will evaluate whether or not it would be appropriate for a TED student to go in. And we do a needs questionnaire to see if they need to be connected with a primary care physician, an OBGYN, with a dental care provider, really emphasizing the medical home aspect with these patients that we see in the TED program. And then also, as Dr. Holquist mentioned, it could be something as far as connecting them to resources to fill the prescriptions, to get a ride home from the hospital, even to get a ride home to their primary or ride to their primary care physician appointment that we set right then and there in the ED. So there also might be different community resources such as transportation, food resources, housing resources. So we try to look at what all the needs are beyond their immediate medical needs and try to address them. And right then, before they leave the ED, before they're discharged, try to see how we can assist them to the best of our ability. So it's one more way that we can assist our patients and ensure that no one's falling through the cracks.
I'm speaking with Dr. Matthew Holquist, a St. Luke's emergency physician, and Hillary Flint. She is the manager of St. Luke's Applied Research Division. We're talking about this new program called TED. And Dr. Holquist, what's interesting to me about this is that it really seems to get to this idea of treating the whole patient, not just maybe what they actually come into the emergency department for.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think that when we see a lot of these patients, we just always wish we could do more because we recognize that there's so much more to why they're there. And, you know, we have our social workers who are amazing and do as much as they can, and we do what we can for the limited time that we see those patients. And I think that's what's really exciting about this program is it's just really a win-win in so many ways for us as providers, feeling like we're doing more for our patients, for the students who are involved, just getting kind of that, glimpse at real work.
It's the
experience.
Real world, too.
Yeah, exactly. And then St. Luke's benefits and Boise State benefits. And so that's what was exciting for me getting involved was just really, all those different aspects where people benefit.
And I would have to say there was a need for this, right?
Yes, definitely a need. And I think another thing I'd like to mention is this really fits into a great model of the clinical and the community integration, integrating the clinical care with the different wonderful community resources that we have here in Boise and the Treasure Valley. And so matching those up to better serve our patients really is better serving our community. And in addition to better serving the patient, also providing a great experience for the patients. If you think about another reason why TED is important, the ED costs are very large. And we know that there is a dramatic rise and has been over many years in healthcare costs in general. And so in trying to address the needs of these patients to really get at some of the root causes or contributors to their poor health, this might help in reducing the costs of the ED visit or stop actually or prevent them from needing to come back to the ED multiple times to try to seek care.
And that's one of the things I was going to mention is, as you said, Dr. Holquist, if they're coming by ambulance because they need basically a primary care visit, we all know that's incredibly expensive. So this potentially cuts that down if you can find what's making them come to the emergency department versus being able to go to a primary health facility.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the challenges that we've always faced in healthcare and more is just getting the right patient to the right place for the right level of care. And this is really a big step in the right direction to investigate what does it really take to make that happen.
And Hillary, I know the program is in its infancy, but what have you seen so far with how it's working?
So we've had great feedback. We get feedback both from the patients. We do follow-up with them after leaving the ED. And then we also are in the process. It's a pilot program right now, so we're doing a lot of evaluation from all different perspectives, from the physician perspective, from the student perspective, and so forth. And I was just mentioning to Dr. Holquist that one of the main things that we've gotten feedback on is that the patients do believe that this has been helpful, and also the providers would like to see the students cover more shifts and assist more in the ED. So I think it's going well. And we just doubled the number of students for this semester. We plan to go into our research phase this fall and have even more students so that we can help more people.
And if this goes from a pilot project to actually being a program full on, would there be steps for this to go beyond the Boise Emergency Department into other other areas that St. Luke serves?
I don't know specifics on that, but I'm sure that the health system, you know, if they saw this be successful, would really look at expanding it to other sites.
Because the need is not just in Boise.
Yeah. And especially if, you're so right with that. It really is everywhere, and it's a widespread problem. And that with it being such a win-win situation, I think if it proves true, you know, our initial thoughts on how it could work, that there will be a lot of interest in expanding it.
What an innovative way to be looking at health and to be helping all of the citizens who live here in the Treasure Valley. I want to thank my guests today, Dr. Matthew Holquist, a St. Luke's emergency physician, and Hillary Flint, manager of St. Luke's Applied Research Division. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Gemma.